Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray today for every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Father, we're praying for their past, present, future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. And also, we're praying for all of our aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces and their families, Father. We're expanding our horizons, Lord, believing you for their salvation. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, please reveal to each person who you are, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, the Savior and Lord, being born again from above. Father, you would get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism. Baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian would become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're agreeing that every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person is being set free, and all the sick are being healed from every sickness and every disease. And yes, Lord Jesus, your people are receiving and walking in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that right now. But also, Father, we want to pray for the Jewish people. We love them so much. Father, we're praying for their salvation. We pray that the scales and blinders would be removed off their hearts and minds. They would see, Lord Jesus, you are their Messiah, Savior, and Lord. And they'd repent and get gloriously saved. And they'd begin to live for you with all their hearts. And Father, according to your word, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to your word, we agree they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Father, please restore all that land to them. And Father, if anyone tries to harm the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. And we decree that right now in Jesus' name. And also, Father, we're rejoicing, we're praising you with all our heart that you, Father, have granted and allowed your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to get into the White House. Father, we're praying for them. We're praying for all their past, present, future cabinet appointees and all the families and extended families of each person. We cry out for their salvation. They would repent of their sins, receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, be born again from above, Holy Spirit baptized and filled. And Father, they would make all their decisions according to the Word of God and according to our Constitution. And we do ask your hedge of protection and angelic protection about them also. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Father, continue to bless them and use your mighty angelic host also to expose and to drive out of this nation every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, every person who is coming in this nation to do evil will be exposed, driven out of this country, never to return again. And Father, we continue to need your hedge of protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect our water tables, which includes the water, and our wells and city water. Please, Father, protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We decree there'll be no destroying, poisoning, or diminishing of any of these resources. And if any person or nation tries to touch our power grid or touch our water or food supply, you would stop them. And again, if they persist, you would destroy them. And we agree for that right now. And also, Father, we agree together, you're destroying, you're annihilating the bird flu virus, the monkeypox virus, and all viruses, they are created in the bio labs. You're destroying all the viruses. Father, we ask you to destroy and burn down all the bio labs, and you literally destroy every vaccination that has been created to kill, maim, and harm people, Lord. And Father, we're just trusting you to do that, and we agree for that right now, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to be talking about end times, and since we're going to talk about the end times, let's just begin with the next big event on God's prophetic calendar. What's that? That's the rapture of the saints, the catching away of the saints into heaven, and that's coming very soon. Well, where do you find that in the Bible? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. But we will not have you to be ignorant, brethren. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to the church. Concerning them who are asleep. What a beautiful picture of those who die in the Lord. You fall asleep, and the next breath, you wake up in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? That you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. And again, you just need to understand that. Without Jesus Christ, you have no hope. Oh, I've tried to live a good life, and you're going to burn in hell. Oh, I got baptized and confirmed, you're going to die and go to hell. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You have to repent of your sins. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord and be born again from above by the Spirit of God. Do you understand that? In fact, Paul, even writing the church at Ephesus, talking about the Gentiles, he says, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise. And notice again, God reaffirms, having no hope and without God in the world. Okay, all the cults and isms and false religions and wokeness, all from the pit of hell and will drag your soul to hell. You need Jesus Christ and the Jesus Christ of the Bible to be born again. And I pray you know him. Now let's go on. Verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, that's the gospel, right? Even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede them that who are asleep. Remember, people who have died and gone on to the Lord, they have spirit bodies and they're in heaven, but they haven't received their glorified bodies. They won't receive the glorified bodies until the rapture, and Jesus will resurrect up that dust, and it'll come go unto them, and they'll have their glorified bodies, as well as all of us who are alive when Jesus comes, who are Christians, will be caught up and receive our glorified bodies immediately. And here it is. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. Now, you know this hadn't happened yet, right? You know, I wonder, when this happens, will everyone on planet Earth hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, or will just the Christians hear it and be caught up? I don't know. You think if everybody heard it on planet Earth, they'd have a come-to-Jesus moment. Of course, they're still going to have to enter into the tribulation, which is bad news. But this is going to happen. Aren't you excited? And the dead in Christ shall rise first. In other words, God raises that dust up, meets that person who has the spirit body, and they have their glorified bodies right then and there. Then we who are alive, okay, there's going to be a generation of believers. I don't know about you. I'm volunteering for that. Who are alive and remain and shall be caught up. Okay, here's where you have rapture, right here. Now, the Greek word is harpazo, which means to snatch away or to catch away using force. Well, that means rapture too, but let's go to the Latin Vulgate. Rapirio, or rapture. That's where we get the word rapture. Okay, caught up, raptured, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? In the air, and so shall we ever, that means forever, be with the Lord. And yes, verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Hey, there'd be no comfort if we had to go through the tribulation. Forget that. watch out, hide out. Antichrist is trying to kill you and all the plagues that are coming. No, God has not appointed us to wrath, but obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there it is, the rapture of the church. That's what we're looking for. Now, immediately following the rapture, or let's just say pretty quick, all of a sudden, you know who's going to come on the scene? The Antichrist, yes. And he's going to sign a 7-year peace treaty with Israel, and that's day one of the tribulation. Well, where do you see that? Let's go back to Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. In other words, 69 weeks. And each week represents 7 years, biblically, okay, prophetically, okay. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. Well, the 69 weeks or 69 sevens have already taken place from that temple time until Jesus was cut off. So the only thing left is 1 week, which means 7 years. So this is talking about the tribulation. The 69 weeks have already happened in history, but the 70th week will not take place until after the rapture. And again, the 7-year tribulation is Jewish in nature. In some sense, you might say it's 7 years of the Old Testament stuck on at the end of the New Testament. It's for the Jewish people who will initially be deceived by Antichrist, will then will come to see who Jesus is, and many will get saved. Okay, but let's continue the scripture. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. That's already taken place, but not for himself. And the people of the prince is talking about the Antichrist, or they call him the beast, that shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, okay? And see, one of the exciting things, and I just got back from a powerful prophecy conference in Orlando, Florida, is the Jewish people are preparing to build their temple. See, God knew even back then that even though one temple was going to be destroyed in AD 70, which took place, they're preparing to do another temple. That just shows the tribulation is future. And God knows exactly what he's talking about. Isn't that exciting? They already have the high priest. They have the garments. Okay, they have the temple instruments. They have them all ready. All they need is permission to build the temple. And you know something else exciting? The reason also they couldn't start is they have to have a pure red heifer and his ashes to cleanse the temple for the sacrifices. Well, they haven't had a pure red heifer ever since the temple was destroyed. But you know what? Now, and Mondo Gonzalez brought out, there's two candidate cows they have right now that meet the qualifications for the sacrifice and be able to be used to cleanse the temple and prepare for the sacrifices. Is that not exciting? Why would that happen to be just now? Because Jesus is getting ready to come and the tribulation's getting ready to start right after that. So you need to be ready. So what an exciting day to be alive. Amen. Okay. Shall come and destroy the city and the sanctuary. Again, he's going to do that. Okay. And the end of us will be with a flood. Yeah, we'd have to go through a revelation. We don't have time for that today. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Now, here again is the verse that lets you know. Day one of the tribulation is this day. And he, Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many. That's talking about the Jewish people for 1 week, 7 years. Okay. So he's going to seem to be a really good guy to the Jewish people. Oh, he's allowing us to have our temple built and do our sacrifices. They're going to think he's Mr. Wonderful. But something's going to change. And in the midst of the week, that means 3.5 years into the tribulation, He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Well, what does that mean? That means 3.5 years into the tribulation, he's going to go into the temple and he's going to declare, "I am God." And the Jewish people are going to say, "Oh no, he's a bad guy." And they're going to flee from their lives. And he's going to put the Antichrist with the false prophet, going to put Revelation 13, an image of the beast, into the temple. And that's when they instigate the mark of the beast. And if you don't take the mark of the beast and worship that image or the Antichrist, you're going to be killed. And the Jews are going to have to run for their life. And if you're a Gentile still, and again, people will get saved during the tribulation. Understand, remember, there's 144,000 sealed Jewish evangelists who will be preaching Jesus. Remember the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, those two witnesses in Jerusalem who are doing miracles, telling people the truth about God, and people are getting saved. Hallelujah. So people will get saved, but most of them will get killed. And the kind of killing the Bible tells us in Revelation, the chopping off your head. If you get caught, if you don't take the mark of the beast, number one, you won't be able to eat or drink or anything else, because, again, without the mark, you can't buy or sell. And also, if the Antichrist catches you, he'll kill you. So this is the time to get saved and right with Jesus, right? But let me back that up real quickly. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, then maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the things at the prophecy conference. He says, "But now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us, as that day of the Lord is present. Let no man deceive you by any means." And again, this is the day of deception. Praise God, we got a godly president. We've experienced four lies of lies, untruths, an abomination. And again, God has to know who's on his side and who's not. That's why wokeness had to happen. God needed to know who the apostates are. Okay, I pray you're not one of them. And if you are, by God's grace, you need to repent. Okay, get right with God. There's only two genders, man and woman. The only sex you can have is a man and woman in a marriage covenant. Anything out of that is sin and has to be repented of. Do you understand that? What part don't you understand? One man, one woman, marriage covenant, sex outside of that is sin and an abomination, and you better repent or you'll go to hell. Do you understand that? Okay. "Let no man deceive you by any means, that that day shall not come except there come the falling away first," the apostasy. That's what's been going on lately. "And that man of sin," here it is, "the Antichrist, shall be revealed, the son of perdition." Notice this about the Antichrist. "Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that he is worshipped, so that he as God..." See what I told you? New Testament is reaffirming this. "Setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." That happens in the middle of the tribulation. Okay, 3.5 years into the tribulation. The tribulation starts day one with that 7-year peace treaty. And before that, we get raptured out of here. Okay. "Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what restraineth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity," or you might say lawlessness, "doth already work. Only he who now hinders will continue to hinder till he be taken out of the way." See, the only thing that's keeping total evil on planet Earth is the Holy Spirit and how he operates through the church. Some people operate, "Oh, I was talking about the church." No, it's the Holy Spirit who is operating through the church. And when the rapture comes out, the church, I'm talking about the real church, the false church will be here to go with the false prophet and Antichrist. Do you understand that? And he's already got a big congregation. You know that already. Okay. "Shall be taken out of the way." So when the Holy Spirit's taken out and the church is raptured out, evil will no longer be restrained on planet Earth. And just read the book of Revelation and the judgments. Wow. and notice the judgments are coming from heaven. Do you understand that? God is pouring out his wrath upon a Christ-rejecting world. And also he's doing a work in the Jewish people to finally get them to see that he's the Messiah, even though they're initially deceived by the Antichrist. Okay? And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume. Now that jumps all the way to Revelation 19. With the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You know, if you're a born-again believer, you're in this verse. You and I who are born again, we will come back at the end of the tribulation. We've been in the heaven for 7 years, probably have gone through the judgment seat of Christ, possibly even the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then we come back with Jesus on white horses. Jesus opens his mouth and slays all those armies of those people who Satan has risen up through the Antichrist and false prophet to fight against Jesus. How stupid to try to fight against Jesus. And all he has to do is open his mouth and they become birds' food. But that's another message. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, talking about the Antichrist, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Remember, Satan can do demonic miracles also. Remember that image of the beast in Revelation 13? He makes it to talk. You know, for years, prophecy, how is anyone going to get an image to talk? Welcome to AI. We have the technology now for that very thing to happen. But it just won't happen through AI. It will be demonically inspired and empowered too. Woo, we're there. Do you understand that? We're there now. Okay. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. And here's a sad verse. In them that perish. Perish means die and go to hell. Now, why do people die and go to hell? Here it is. Because they receive not the love of the truth. That's the Bible, the Word of God, about Jesus, who is Lord of all, okay? That they might be saved. See, if you reject the Word of God as the divine inspired Word of God without error whatsoever, and you refuse the Jesus Christ who wrote the Bible, who is God, then you're going to die and go to hell. And notice when you continue to refuse the truth, what happens? Verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, those who refuse to come to Jesus and the truth. So God says, you don't want me? God sends strong delusion. Remember Romans chapter 1? When people don't want God anymore and they make that final determination, God gives them over to a reprobate mind. And that's why we have all this sexual perversion. That's why we have wokeness. That's why we have the cults and isms. God says, you don't want the real God? I'll give you over to a reprobate mind. And then you can't know the truth. That they all might be judged or damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And again, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie. And the Antichrist, remember Satan's the father of lies, and the Antichrist and false prophet, are his going to be his kingdom leaders for that 7 years? So you need to get saved now. You need to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. It's going to happen. You know, there were a lot of exciting things, in the weeks to come with the prophetic conference, a lot of wonderful speaker. You know, Mondo Gonzalez talked about those red heifers that are ready, two candidates that the Jews could go ahead and build their temple. Talked about computers, AI, oh man. And then I was trying to think who it is. Josh Peck talked about quantum computing. Now, let me tell you, that was way over my head. But they have quantum computers, and they're kind of sensitive and unstable right now, but they're perfecting them and getting where they can actually kind of have their own personality. You know, we're starting to see with AI, the people who are making AI and these advanced things, they are finding that these computers and systems seem to take on their own personality and do things that they weren't programmed to do, which means there is a demonic component to the AI. Satan, remember the prince of the power of the air? He is somehow able to get into AI. Do you know AI lies? Well, who taught it to lie? Well, you think probably the programmers will. Probably they had some hand in it, but no. So I'm just telling you, Jesus is coming soon. Then we heard a lot of things about the Jesuits, and we will save that for a later time, about alien implants. L.A. Marzulli talked about, and this man that they who had got abducted by the demonic realm, taken up into a ship, and had an implant put in him. Well, they actually found the guy, and the guy willing to have the surgery, and got the implant out of him, and it has no human or earthly origin. This thing is real, but we don't have time to get into the Nephilim, but yeah, they're back. Do you understand that? Remember? You say, well, how come they're back? Jesus said it would be just like in the days of Noah. What was the big sin of Noah? Angels came down from heaven, cohabitated with women, and there was a race of giants. Now, Satan's doing it a little bit different this way, this time. But I'm just telling you, the Nephilim are here, and they're here now. Do you understand that? So, Jesus again is coming soon. You know, this Mark Henry had five reasons that God allowed Donald Trump to be president. I want to share them with you real quickly. Number one, to answer your prayers. And yes, you're saying thank you, Jesus, if you're a born-again believer. To refute wickedness. Can you believe all the things he's finding out in our government that are corrupt, that they put in the last 4 years, that are from the pit of hell, that are lies, that are an abomination? There was no truth in the last administration. Oh, it's amazing. So God is taking care of it. See, people don't get by with evil forever. Do you understand that? And it's coming to the light. Number three, I thought it was interesting. He let Trump be president to finish building the church. What does that mean? Well, Trump isn't building the church, but because Donald Trump loves Christians, the church has an open door now to finish the Great Commission, to get people saved, to not be harassed by the demonic restrictions, let's just say, of the devil. But you know who I'm talking about, right? Okay. Also, to help Israel secure their peace. And here's the sad thing. Even though we're going to see and are seeing many bad things exposed and getting turned around, and I say thank you, Jesus, here's one thing that's not going to decrease. And this was the fifth one. The fifth reason Donald Trump is president, to help to develop AI in the last days. Of course, who's helping him with that? Elon Musk. Now, again, he seems to be a good guy. We're not going to get into that. But I'm just saying AI is getting scary. And it will be part of the end time Antichrist system. And boy, we are there. And that is not going to slow down. Because they think the nation who has the best AI will control the world. So every nation is scrambling to get more and more of AI. And we'll just leave it with that. So I want to ask you, if you died today, would you go to heaven? If you don't know that for sure, pray with me right now. Dear God, I see it. I'm a sinner. I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus. I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, come into my heart and life. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, and I will live for you forever. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.